Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 125, OTTTD. So I thought I'd end off the week with a little bit more of a fun way to pass the time. So you're on your lunch break, you're hanging out on break, for example, or you just want to play a fun game that is, let's say, more than just a tower defense game and also an RPG. And so that's where this game comes in. The initials of this game stand for Over the Top Tower Defense Game, and that is because it's for two reasons. First, it merges the elements of an RPG and tower defense game all into one, and then along with over-the-top characters and bosses and general play styles to make it more, just generally more fun and thrilling in those different ways. So, basically, it's a pretty relatively simple game to get through. They provide you with a general tutorial to help you set up your character creation, and then do a tutorial level to show you how to get your tower set up, how to upgrade your character points, what to do, how to defend yourself, and that sort of thing. So it's pretty straightforward. The graphics are pretty nice. The game is very snappy also. So it works. Basically, it's an overall fun game. I actually kind of enjoy it quite a bit. You can play it online or offline. If you do play it offline, then you won't know right away if you've unlocked any achievements, which is another feature of the game. So you would need to log in, for example, on your Kindle with their Game Center on Google, on Android General with Google Play Games. And on iOS, I forget what theirs is called, but with iOS is the one to have your game achievements unlocked and tracked that way. So they offer that as well. So it's a pretty inclusive game as far as features go. And it's actually worth playing. It's not so intrusive, or actually it's not so annoying, I should say, where it doesn't turn me off even to start with a tutorial that... where the pop-ups are that bad. The pop-ups, even for me, work very nicely with the game. They say, here's what you need to do, where you need to go, the font, and the general styling is well thought of and conceived. The tower defense games that I played in general, I haven't really played any RPGs on Android, not off the top of my head at least, but the tower defense games that I played generally have not had good, like, they focus on one thing very well, but not on others. Or on, for example, pop-ups, but not the game. So, it kind of falls in certain areas, but this seems to work out very well. I've gotten through the first couple of levels, so it's pretty nifty. I like the way that it's pretty or relatively clear as far as what you get when you're upgrading your character as well. So, it's definitely worth checking out. So, I'll have a link in the show notes to the official website. They are also available in the Amazon App Store, iOS, and for Android, or in Google Play. So I'll have all three links. It is $2.99 on all platforms, so you get, no matter which platform you're on, you can pay the same price and you get the same game. I don't think it's on Windows Phone just yet. I didn't see it on their website as far as promoting a Windows Phone version of the game, so I don't think it's there, but we'll see. Maybe it's coming soon, or it's there, I just didn't see it, but... is definitely a game worth checking out, and so regardless of your internet connection, you can play. So even if it's spotty or you're in a place where you don't have internet connection, then you can continue playing and still enjoy it and pass the time. So that's really all there is for that. I guess within the next day or two, you should see the next set or the next ebook for This Working Droid for episodes 101 to 125. So. Look out for that. The link in the show notes is a link to my Amazon author profile, so you should see it there soon. If you want to email me, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And of course, you can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.